Gary, let me go to you next after Jimmy answered that question. Again, you are, of all of us, Dave and Jimmy are evangelists. I preach, but I'm not a pastor. I have a different role, but you are a pastor. When we were just communicating during this program, saying, boy, if a pastor's in the pulpit today and is not motivated by what's happening, the things we're discussing today, to bring it to bear before his people, I wonder what's there. Gary, I don't know what you're going to preach next Sunday, but doesn't this motivate you as a pastor taking connect the dots for your people?
I was thinking about preaching down through Zechariah 14 because I'm looking ahead. You know, when it says, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Boy, there's a lot in there. But, you know, here's my concern, Sam, and we did not communicate about this, but I think we're thinking alike. My concern is for preachers. And I would like to throw out this particular challenge to every pastor, every preacher who's under the sound of our voices today. That is, preach the truth of Bible prophecy. Get to know what thus saith the Lord is all about and communicate it to your congregation. If you are an itinerant preacher like Dave Kistler is, communicate it to the churches in which you minister. Let people know what God is doing today so that they will be excited about looking forward to what God is going to do in the future. The best is yet to come for Israel and for every born-again believer.